Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:12. Well, it's actually 10:13 here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, November 24, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like attorney Lawrence Fine, Finn of Pocono Pines, Michael Keating, Pittston, PA, and Jerry Mott Scranton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order after that brief news adjournment, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense promising you a sanctuary of sanity from groupthink and the lies that emanate from the establishment, the Democrat Party, and their, I don't even know what you call them, their handmaidens in the media. By the way, did I say it's 8:05? 10:05, of course. Well, it's Monday. You know what that means. It means Monday Musings. It means John Perillo. And here he is, fresh from a Colorado ranch. How are you, my man?
I'm good, Bob. We had our first rain here in about 2.5 months, so everything's a muddy mess. And you know, for your listeners out here, if you have animals and you live out here, it can be a real chore. But it's good to be here with you guys. And Bob and I were in the middle of having a discussion around the affordability discussion. And while I don't think we should read too much into the results of New York and Virginia, the elections there, there was a clear message, and the president has been talking about affordability as well. And, you know, voters have a short memory, so it's really good that energy prices are way down, but they're now faced with this drastically rising healthcare costs as a result of the end of the Obamacare subsidies.
By the way, do you know that a majority of people, when asked, say that gas prices have gone up?
Yeah, well.
I mean, you talk really about the damage the media, the media and the Democrat narrative is doing. It's great damage.
It's insane. Yeah, that part's kind of insane, right? So, you know, but there, you know, the reason why those subsidies were going away, and I want to talk a little bit about that, and that was the stated purpose of the shutdown, why the Democrats didn't want to open the government. And I think it's worth a few minutes to explain why Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act actually caused increases in prices rather than the promised decreases. And to do that, you first have to understand what insurance is. Insurance is not healthcare. It's a way to pay for healthcare. And insurance as a concept was never intended to cover routine anything. So think about your car insurance. It doesn't pay for your car's oil change or new tires. It pays in the event of an accident. And the reason why healthcare is different, why healthcare insurance is different, is because government tried to freeze wages back during World War II. And because government, anything government touches generally breaks, you know, companies put healthcare coverage into wage packages, and that was their way to get around wage freezes, and it stuck. And because of that, people generally use healthcare without really thinking about the cost. So, if you actually had to pay every time you went and see a doctor, you'd remember that, you know, your flu goes away after about 4 days. And if you're sick after day 10, then you go see a doctor, right?
I don't even go see a doctor then.
right. But that's kind of the system that we got.
I love my doctor.
I can't afford it.
I
love mine too.
Yeah.
Well, but that's the system we had up until the Obama presidency. And the theory behind Obamacare was that you force young, healthy people to buy insurance that they didn't need, and that would cover the cost for older, richer, and sicker people. And as a side note, the fact that that didn't cause street demonstrations just shows you how much we need to do a better job of teaching economics to young people. But there actually was some logic to the argument. In order to make premiums reasonable for everyone, you need healthy people in the system. And again, it's like car insurance. If everybody who buys car insurance gets into a wreck, the company goes bankrupt. You need people to pay the premiums and not get into the accident for the system to survive. But young, healthy people boycotted Obamacare because it was so expensive and didn't give them any choices. And that's left just the older and sicker people in the pools. And when you add to that the fact that every political constituency wanted their slice of pie, or pork, I guess you'd say, into the system, people my age were forced to buy like reproductive health care or mental health insurance that I would otherwise not buy, which you were told during the Obama administration was a more comprehensive system. You'll remember that word. It was used all the time, which it was. But again, there was no choice to get out of any of it. So everyone's costs went up. And in fact, premiums have roughly tripled, as have deductibles. So much for cutting costs, right? So the system failed just like anybody with a basic knowledge of economics knew that it would. But nobody could admit that politically. So the way it was covered up was for Congress to put in place what were called temporary premium subsidies, meaning that the government paid a part of the person's monthly insurance premium that otherwise individuals would still have to pay. So even with tripling premiums, the cost of Obamacare was still not able to cover the cost of the increasing health care costs that you were told were going to come down. So Congress took your income tax dollars and used them to also subsidize the cost, and then they call those tax dollars premium subsidies, right? The excuse that Congress used was COVID at the time, and it was, you know, an emergency. And every time you hear the word emergency by anyone, by the way, someone's coming for your rights or your wallet. But even Democrats like Joe Manchin couldn't support making the tax subsidies permanent because the costs were bankrupting the nation. So they were, quote, made temporary. And they're expiring. So that's what the Democrats were shutting the government down over. And the position of the Democrats is that we need to continue to use tax dollars to prop up the system that will bankrupt us. And the Republicans have been willing to let the system collapse, which it should, but that's not politically possible. Okay. And oh, by the way, that's why Joe Biden whispered to Obama that it was a big effing deal. Because once people get something, it's hard to take it away, and the only alternative is truly socialized medicine, which was their goal from the outset. So that's the mess that the system is in right now, right? And the Republicans in have really done a horrible job of explaining why the market works. And even if they did, they would need 60 votes to change anything, which won't happen. So the obvious answer to increasing costs would be to allow people to buy their own catastrophic insurance and to fund HSAs, or health savings accounts, tax-free, so that they can view buying care the same way they view buying anything, and to get government out of the business. And that's also not going to happen, because as my father, God rest his soul, would say, it's much easier to say free stuff than this to explain why market competition drives down costs. But there are alternatives to a truly open market that we could think about, right? Countries like Switzerland and Ireland have a universal requirement for having health care insurance, but it's not hyper-regulated like ours is. Look, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I work outside all day long, except for when I'm on the show. And I'd buy catastrophic care in case I get some really serious cancer that would bankrupt my family, or in case I get bucked off by my knucklehead horse. But I wouldn't buy reproductive or mental health care, which I'm now required to buy under Obamacare. And if we allowed people to make choices, they would begin to shop for what they want instead of being forced into buying the everything bagel when a plain bagel without cream cheese might work for them, right? And people who want everything can buy what they want. And it becomes more like the car insurance, where you pay for your oil change and your tires, you pay the deductible, but if you have a stroke, then your insurance kicks in. But if you want to buy a maintenance package for your car, you can do that, right? But you have to pay for that, not me. I don't have to pay for you buying the maintenance program, right? And believe it or not, there's actually a model for that here in the United States that follows that system. Under Medicare Advantage, that's pretty similar to that Swiss model I just mentioned. The Republicans passed that in 97, and under that system, insurance companies compete to deliver Medicare benefits. So it's possible, and it's popular, and it actually works, right? The other issue is that we do need to cover the not sick and the not old by fixing the market for them and not using them to fund the care for, you know, for people, you know, like me who are older and have money, right? That's just not fair. And you could do that by ending the Obamacare community ratings. And what that did was prevent insurance companies from charging different premiums to healthy people rather than sick people. And again, back to our car example. Why should somebody who has no accidents pay for the person who goes out and plays bumper cars every time they get in their car? That's what the community rating system under the Obamacare plan did. And now if you do all that, you still need to figure out how to cover the older, sicker patients, right? You can't say to somebody with a debilitating disease that they have to go out and buy insurance on the open market because they can't. And you cover them by creating what's called a high-risk pool that is subsidized, and you can allow insurance companies to transfer some of the risk from the healthy to the unhealthy, but not force them to equalize everyone like they did under ACA. So, you know, the point is you can fix this insurance crisis here in the U.S. The issue is that it will take 60 votes to do anything because things like the community rating can't be changed through reconciliation. So what might work if I were in Congress? And I think you could get there in the Senate by trading some temporary extensions of the Obamacare subsidies for the changes I just talked about, as long as you made those subsidies available only to existing ACA customers. Most people go on the ACA marketplace when they're between jobs, so all the new enrollees would have to go into this new plan that I just described, and eventually you would move almost everyone away from the community rating scheme. You'd have a more market-driven approach that would lower costs, like markets always do, right? And then there's the line that insurance companies are making too much under Obamacare, but that's not exactly correct. Under ACA, insurance companies are allowed to keep only 15% of their premiums, which of course incentivizes insurance companies to inflate premiums. I mean, go figure, right? So yes, the overwhelming majority of the subsidies go to care, but there is also a perverse incentive to drive up costs under the Obamacare plan under ACA. And as always, if you want to drive down costs, you increase supply and competition, whereas the ACA did precisely the opposite, so no wonder costs went up. And I just think this is the Republicans' last chance to get ahead of this healthcare debate, which they need to do politically to survive and to prevent the socialized system like the ones that are failing the citizens in most of Europe, while at the same time bankrupting their governments. Right. So if you feel free to send a link to this piece when you're done to your representatives, I'll be glad to consult to them for free. You know, we need to get this right. We have about 1 year to get this done before what winds up happening is the system that we currently have becomes permanent. And then bit by bit, we wind up bankrupting ourselves, right? So just thought a little bit of background on how we got here and what the alternatives are. You know, don't let anybody tell you that the alternatives are, you know, this absolute free market where everybody is struggling to get health care. There are ways to make this work. We just need to get some intelligent people in charge talking about it.
Yeah, good luck finding them. Hey, John Perillo, thank you, my man. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and thank you again to you and your listeners for spending time, and hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We live in a great country and have a lot to be thankful for.
Happy Thanksgiving, John, you and the whole gang.
We'll be there. Do you take care, guys?
All right, brother. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, we will return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and all of his great companies. But today we feature Eastern Roofing Systems. They are the premier roofing contractor in the Eastern United States and one of the biggest. Commercial, institutional. And they bring that expertise to you because they're headquartered in Jessup. Your small building, your house, Eastern Roofing Systems. Michael Keating, born Newark, New Jersey. Mike touched countless lives with his compassion, dedication, and radiant smile. Raised in Pittston, Pennsylvania until he joined the Army in 1961. He trained as a cryptologic equipment repairman, providing outstanding support to the ASA 82nd Airborne, including a brief tour in Vietnam, as well as support during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. After that, he worked for Bell Telephone and eventually made his way to the National Security Agency, Fort Meade, Maryland. He continued his dedication and service to the country spanning 35 years, both in the military and government sectors. He was a softball player down in Maryland. He bowled a 300 game. He was blessed with two sons from his first marriage. In 2002, he married the love of his life, Peggy Bodnar Keating. They shared a happy, loving life together until his passing. Tragically, he lost a grandson prior to his passing, Connor Ryan Keating. He's survived by his wife, Peggy, two sons, sisters, five grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, and many other family members. Michael Keating. Our veteran this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, morning clouds, then sunny and breezy, 48 degrees. I think we're going to surpass that because it's already 45 outside the studios. Tonight, cloudy skies, low 35. Tuesday, clouds with showers likely late in the day, 50 degrees. Wednesday, clouds, breaking sun, milder, chance of showers, high near 60 on Wednesday. Bob Cordaro back. And Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for today, November 24th. If you are joyful, it will shine in your eyes, in your conversation, and in your countenance. You will not be able to hide it because joy overflows. Lovely St. Teresa today. Thank you, Mary Regina. By the way, Mark from Hazelden pointing out, it's Dale Carnegie's birthday today. An American writer, lecturer, best known for his self-help books, particularly his famous book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And, of course, the courses, they had courses and everything. I went to, it was a Dale Carnegie speed reading course. And I took it and I realized what the concept was, which is that, you know, when we read, we say the words in our head and you may not even know you're doing it. And that's what takes time. So instead of reading the words in your head, you teach yourself how to absorb the words without reading it with that voice in your head, pronouncing every word. You just look at it. I think that was the basic concept. It's so long ago now. And I said, you know what? I enjoy reading too much to speed read. I don't want to do it. So I stopped taking the course. But anyway, Dale Carnegie. Happy birthday. Thanks, Mark. So I've got a letter. A dedicated left winger who says he's now an ex-listener named Wally. He's the usual. He's got Trump derangement syndrome. Really sad. And he goes through the global warming, glaciers are melting. They're not. Pacific Island nations are flooding. Well, they always have. The Dems care about Mother Earth, and Veep Harris would have been a fine chief executive in the same mold as Golda Meir, I think he's trying to say. Oh, no, Golda, Margaret Thatcher, and Mrs. Gandhi. No, I'm sorry. She was stupid. She was incompetent. And she was a complete phony. Like, let's face facts here. What are you trying to... I don't even know if she believed in the left-wing crap that she would deposit upon us regularly. I really don't know if she even believed that. But again, just like Mom Donnie, they are for it because it's their road to power. That's their road to power. It's sad. It's crazy. And we're the victims. It's really scary. You take policies, and remember, they try to isolate them. They try to isolate individual policies so that you don't realize the overall concept is the growth of government and government control. They still talk about Obamacare as though it worked. Everybody knows they're paying more. Everybody. But they just try to pretend, well, no, we're not subsidizing this to the tune of $400 billion to the insurance company because it's failing. We're doing it because we're good people. We care. Wow. Somebody says, I think when Fetterman took his stroke, he fell on his radio iPod and it switched from NPR to Bob Cordaro show. Because everything he says now publicly makes common sense. Congrats, John Fetterman. Yeah, you know, it is so true that he's the only Democrat making any sense. Bill Maher on occasion. Butch from Mountaintop says the fact that the Democrats outraged to release the Epstein files is going to turn into the biggest political backfire in our nation's history by the time it's all said and done. Absolute cinema. I have my popcorn ready and I'm here for all of this. ALTS. ALTS back at you, Butch. Yeah, I mean, crazy. Absolute craziness. And every time they fail, think about it in education. Think about it in national defense. Think about it in intelligence. Think about it in any respect you want to. Obviously, Obamacare. When the government fails, they don't say we failed. They say we need more money. There's not enough resources. They just make it up. I know. It's really sad. And it's disturbing that people fall for this. They do. They fall for it all the time. All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
All right, we won't get into the psychedelic stuff, but this date, 1966, the Beatles recorded their hit Strawberry Fields Forever. Abbey Road Studios in London, England, Murph tells us. Bob Cadaro back on the program. And yeah, how about that on SNAP benefits? It's so many things got out of hand in the Biden administration. It was literally a ship that was rudderless. There was no leader. There was an agenda and people pursuing it with vigor, but there was no leadership whatsoever. Chuck from Carbondale said, Bob, we have an epidemic. We need to develop a vaccine for Trump derangement syndrome before it's too late. I know it. It's I don't know. I'm not understanding. Like, so I say, with proof, Obamacare has failed. I say that government, the two, really, I would guess, gold standard programs, necessary, by the way, have wasted over cumulatively trillions of dollars. That's Social Security and national defense. Throw the intelligence in there, another $150 billion. So $1 trillion a year plus on national defense and the intelligence apparatus. Utter, complete failures. Let's think about, let's go to intelligence now. $150, $200 billion a year. Just take that for example. The intelligence apparatus told us that Ukraine would fall to Russia in 3 days. The intelligence apparatus failed to detect the attack of October 7, 2023 on Israel. What are they actually doing that benefits us? Please tell me. I really want to know. What have they done? And what do they do that works for us? For their couple hundred billion dollars a year, what would we lose if we dramatically reduce this bureaucratic bloat? China spends about one-fifth of what we do, maybe less. And they've got, have become from zero, virtually zero, our biggest geopolitical threat militarily and intelligence-wise. Somebody texts in, Bob, I say we stop listening to all the experts in every field. What's the most common headline? Experts surprised. They don't know what they're doing. No, they don't. And they're selling their own book. Very often, they're the ones, they've got an agenda behind it, a personal agenda. I don't know. Hey, Bacardos, Raymond Weil, Breitling, Oris, Longines, Michelle, Shinola, Luminox, Swiss Army, Seiko, Tory Burch, Victorinox, Bulova, G-Shock, and Bacardo Jeweler Watches, 1050. Never knew the name of this song, and I've sung it before. I love it. David Bowie, this date, 1972, Murph says he released his hit, Gene Genie. I don't know what that means, but I like the tune. Bob Canaro back, W-I-L-K. And, yeah. So, Mondami, after he got his courage back when he left the Oval Office, he's a fascist. Well, and again, they don't even know the meaning of the word. The closest we've gotten to fascism was the Biden administration in this country. That's control of private industries for government good, for government power. They don't even know what fascism is, but they throw the word around constantly. I don't get it. It's just what is. It's just a sad state of affairs for these people. Somebody texted in, President Trump said John Fetterman's his favorite Democrat because Fetterman actually wants to find common sense solutions to our problems without dragging party politics into the issues that will make our country great again. To think that the solutions are going to come from government for any problem we have. That's what Zoran Mondami says. There's no problem too small for government not to care about. Well, that is beyond frightening. And then I want to know a problem that they've solved. Give me a problem the government has solved. There are none. You get a government solution, you get failure, and then unintended consequences. It repeats itself constantly. Think about any of the solutions to issues that the Trump administration has effectively executed upon in these first 11 months. Any of them. They're only been when the people in the administration used private thinking, independent thinking, and non-governmental power to fix something. The only time anything happened. That's been their solution. And please don't be waiting for the government to fix something. And any fool that thinks they will, it doesn't make any sense. You watch failure after failure after failure. The Democrats shut down the government for $400 billion that they want to give to the insurance companies to cover up the fact that Obamacare has failed. which in itself exposes their lies and exposes the failure. Crazy. Well, my Bacardi Jewelers watch tells me it's 11 o'clock on the nose. We'll take this break for the news and be back. We've got the Monday wrap-up with our man Chet Parlavecchio after that.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.